Hey there, Spartan fans. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Paul Mitchell here, and we are back. We are back, and it's February. Wow, February already. That means that the year is just flying by. January has come and gone, and we are just rolling by. That also means this past weekend was the Trenton High School Hockey Showcase. That is the showcase where high school hockey, the best teams in and around the state, even a few from out of state, are showcased down in Trenton. And it's it's 3 days of just really, really good high school hockey competition. And each team draws two games. This year, the Spartans played on Friday and Saturday, and they had quite a draw. They drew some tough opponents. And the first one coming up on Friday, they had to play the boys from the north, way up north, and that is Hancock. Hancock is a really good high school hockey program. They are the defending state champions in D3, and right now they're really highly ranked, and they're having a really good season. They got a couple really good hockey players on their team, and the Spartans knew that this was a tough matchup, and that's something that the boys were looking forward to. So let's start with that Friday, facing off against Hancock. Start of the first period, Hancock would get on the board first with a tip-in, and from there, Logan Dunham scored on a nice feed from Morgan Gray to put the Spartans on the board to make it 1-1. Just as the first period was winding down with literally less than about a minute left, Jake Bonet got on the board there and made it 2-1 Spartans. And going into the second period, literally the first minute or just over a first minute in the second period, Connor Jakacki scored right off a faceoff to put the Spartans up 2-1. Excuse me, 3-1. And then from there, it would remain 3-1 after two periods of play. Hancock would get on the board in the third period, but that would not be enough. The Spartans were able to hold them off with, again, another stellar performance by senior junior goaltender Will Trage, who came up big in that game as he's done countless times this season. Spartans come away with the victory 3-2. So very good showing in the first day of the Trenton Showcase for the Spartans. A tough opponent, but they were able to hold them off and get the win. Moving on to Saturday, and next up in the showcase was the highly ranked Flint Powers Catholic, one of the top ranked teams in the state. Actually undefeated going into the weekend of the showcase. They actually suffered their first loss the day before against Brother Rice. So you know they would be looking for some revenge against the Spartans. And it started off, man, it was a great game. High-paced, back and forth. The Spartans really brought it to Flint. They had some scoring opportunities. They were out shooting them. First period, though, scoreless. Then into the second, kind of the same thing. The Spartans were able to get some opportunities and really did a good job kind of limiting Flint to their opportunities, but scoreless after two. So just two really good periods of hockey there. I know people like to see goals scored, but this was a game of just really good goaltending. Will Trage, again, coming up big as he always does. So just a really solid first two periods. Third period, however, Flint would get on the board to make it 1-0. Spartans trying to claw back and get a goal, just unable to find the back of the net. Flint would add a power play goal, and two goals would be enough. They ended up getting the win 2-0 to take the win over the Spartans. It was kind of a tough pill there because the Spartans did a really good job of trying to create offense there, and they ended up outshooting Flint. And again, they really did a good job of limiting Flint's high-powered offense. So, you know, those are the takeaways you like to take away from a game, but obviously it really does sting not getting that W. But all in all, just a very, very good showing by the Spartans in both games. So just a really good showing for the entire weekend. And the Spartans are just always very honored and humbled to be part of the Trenton Showcase, as it does promote high school hockey in the state of Michigan. So anything like that we can be a part of, we are truly grateful. So for more on that and for more on the week ahead, right now we'd like to bring in head coach David Mitchell to the podcast. Coach, as always, welcome to the show.
As always, Paul, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Okay, Coach, and thank you. So this past weekend, the MIHL Trenton Showcase for high school hockey, two games, two really good opponents, two really good hockey games.
Yeah, they were. Obviously, we didn't come out of the winning end both nights, and that's what we're striving to do. But in terms of the process and the way we play and the way we've approached the game, pretty content and satisfied with our effort on both nights and with our quality of play. Two outstanding opponents in Hancock and Flint Powers, and so just quite an honor and to be able to see those guys and play those guys. And like you said, they were two really good hockey games. We hope that we're included in the same class as those teams, and we think we showed that we can play with those teams and some of the best in the state. And very, very happy and with our effort, and like I said, and with the way we played. But we have to not really rest on what we did, and now learn from what we did and learn how to get better and go and get better, because we got a big week coming up.
Yeah, just a really cool opportunity for you guys to be able to go to the showcase and play against some teams you might not normally face. Two teams, not real local, Hancock being way up north, and then Flint Powers. So anytime you're able to play a couple teams not normally on the schedule, that's got to be really cool.
Yeah, and that's what the showcase is all about, is to get those opportunities. And and this team, we feel has earned it, but really it's the teams in the past that have put Livonia Stevenson on the map. And starting with the teams when I first got here, and even before that really have shown Livonia Stevenson over the years to be a hockey, I don't want to say powerhouse, but definitely somebody that can compete with the top teams across the state. So the teams that have come before us and the recent success that we had, and kudos to those guys listening out there, and those guys are the ones that have helped this group earn the opportunities to play teams like Hancock and Flint Powers. So we were thrilled to get the opportunities to do that, and felt we showed pretty well. It would have been nice to get a couple wins there, but I think our quality of play was really high, and we're starting to learn, as we've been talking about a young group here, starting to learn how to play hockey the right way and consistently and the process. And it's coming along, and we just got to keep going and keep getting better day in and day out.
Very good, very well said there too about the process. And for people that may not realize, this is a younger team. We do have some young kids, so this was the first time they got to experience the showcase, and ultimately was just a great showing by them. And just overall, what a really good weekend of high school hockey. There was a lot of good action down there.
Yeah, again, it's the premier showcase in the state for a reason. The MIHL and their teams and volunteers do an outstanding job, and everything from the hospitality to the way it's run to the scouts that are there and the exposure that these kids get, it's all top notch. It's for our season and for our schedule. It's a highlight for our kids and for our program. We were honored and humbled to be part of it, as we are each and every year. And so thanks to the people in the MIHL and the teams and the volunteers to put this together and put this on. And like you mentioned, some really high quality games, and some teams that were down there did some really good things. And I think Michigan High School Hockey put on quite a show this weekend for not only people that wanted to see some players and try to find some players. I think there's a number that are out there. But then if you're just a fan of hockey in general and high school hockey, it was a great weekend to go down and watch some really high-quality hockey. So it was great to be part of it. We look forward to it each and every year, and definitely one of the highlights of our schedule.
Definitely, without a doubt. And just being there in the building those past couple days, just tons and tons of people, there watching the games, tons of scouts. So like you mentioned, just a great opportunity. But back to work, another tough week ahead. You got a couple real good opponents on the schedule, starting this Wednesday at home against Churchill, followed up by Catholic Central on Friday.
Yeah, it's, we've talked about our schedule. It's not one that we're going to be able to take any nights off or, take any breaks from. So, Churchill, we've talked about them before, and we know what, they're just a high-octane type team, and they have a really high-powered offense that can really catch you if you're not on top of your game. So we will have our work cut out for us with them. And you mentioned, we have CC later in the week, but For right now, our focus is on Livonia Churchill because they're you know, so highly skilled, highly talented, and well coached. We will have a work cut out for them, you know, cut out for us. They're on a roll. They just, you know, beat some teams down at the showcase and have had some really, really solid games as of late. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us, and we had a good day of practice today and preparation, and had some stuff, you know, did some stuff tonight and some X's and O's and film work, and we'll hit the preparation again hard tomorrow, and you know, we'll be ready, and then it'll lie in our execution and how well we can execute and how well we can, you know, manage the game plan, which I thought we did a pretty good job of this weekend. But, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to any time you get in a Churchill Stevenson game. It's a you know, rivalry game. They're always fun to play in and be part of. So we're looking forward to it. And it's, again, you know, us, it's another opportunity to get better and to see what we need to work on and find ways to fix what we need to work on. And at the end of the day, hope to be a better hockey club than we were at the beginning.
Okay, Coach. And as I kind of alluded to at the beginning, it's February. I mean, it's flying by. It seems that this year has just really flown by, and we're kind of winding down here to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think playoffs starting in 3 weeks from today, and so it flies by when you go day by day as we do, and we put a focus on each and every day. And so, you know, we're not looking ahead, and we're not looking, you know, to the playoff time, but we understand from, you know, the first day that we get together that, you know, that time will come, and we just have to continuously, you know, strive to get better and relentlessly, you know, chase improvement and chase, you know, each day with excitement and enthusiasm to get better. So it's flying by, you know, but, you know, I don't think we can look ahead with, you know, teams like Churchill and CC and Brighton and De La Salle, you know, lurking before that. So it's one day at a time for us, and I know it's cliche, but, you know, we had a good day today, and tomorrow's a big day for us, you know, in our approach and our practice and our preparation. So each and every day here is a big day for us, and we take it, you know, with the importance that it deserves. So it's flying by. It's been a good year. It's been a learning process, and so as we do wind down, we just want to continually get better and continually show that we have learned and we've gained confidence in what we do, and I think that was pretty evident over the weekend. So we just want to continue with that and look forward to the opportunities that are ahead of us.
Very cool, Coach. And yeah, great job this weekend. Congrats on a great showing. Just a really good showing for your boys here at the MIHL showcase down in Trenton. So good luck on Wednesday. And as always, we want to wish you luck the rest of the week and the rest of the season.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Appreciate you doing this for us again. And, you know, really, really excited about it. And hopefully, you know, people are listening to these and following along, you know, with so many alumni. It was nice to see some scouts over the weekend that, you know, places where people are at. And, you know, the Grand Valley coach and our guys are up there doing really well. And so to see places like that and people like that over the weekend and have our guys out there doing some good things, we're excited about that. So, you know, as always, a shout out to those people that have, you know, come through our program and become family members and always family members with what we do here. So appreciate everything. And, you know, we'll give it a go this week and see what happens.
All right, there he is, head coach David Mitchell, as he joins us each and every week here on the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Okay, moving along, what we'd like to do now is move on to another staple of this show. That's where we bring in a current player. For this week's player profile, we would like to bring in senior defenseman number 19, Ryan McCammett. Ryan, welcome to the Stevenson Hockey Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you're a second-year guy, you're a senior. Tell us a little about your path here to Stevenson Hockey and how you came to be a Spartan.
Well, I started in Livonia House, like most people on the team. And then after a couple of years there, I left and played at Canton Victory Honda for 4 or 5 years. And then I came to Stevenson last year and on the team again this year.
Okay, and yep, second-year guy and able to be part of a little bit or some success that we had last year, being in a state championship game. That had to be a really cool experience.
It was. I mean, I didn't play much that game, but it was still great to just be there and cheer on my team and just be with all my best friends. And, yeah.
Cool. Well, yep. Great experience and just something that you want to shoot for this year, I know. And this year, you know, the season's winding down here. We just had the Trenton Showcase. Tough bunch of games coming here down the stretch. So you guys definitely got to be ready for some tough opponents here.
Yeah, this is we're calling it a gauntlet because the last eight games of the year are going to be some of the hardest ones that we've played all year. And so we're going to have to prepare and just be ready to play some hockey.
And know that you're going to get everybody's best shot, correct?
Oh, for sure. And, I mean, we welcome it. Like, bring your best. We'll take you on any day of the week.
Perfect. Okay. And, you know, aside from this being your senior year, like I said, winding down here, and then we got playoffs that we're looking forward to, what are you looking forward to after your senior year here? You plans to go to college? You want to play on? What is it that you want to do with your life here once you graduate?
I'm planning on going to college right after I graduate. I'm trying to be an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. And, yeah, this is going to be my last year of hockey that's organized, so, yeah.
Well, even though you're not playing on, you definitely want to make sure you make this year count and give it everything you got to make sure you walk away with some good memories. For those that don't know, optometrist, right, that's the eye?
Yep.
Want to be an eye doctor?
Yeah.
So I want to help people see, or see better, I should say, right?
Yeah. I got into it because actually one of the teammates, Jacob Anderson, back in sixth grade, he hit a baseball and it ended up hitting me in the eye. And I had a blowout eye fracture, so I had to keep going to the eye doctor, and I ended up really enjoying it. So, I mean, yeah.
Cool. That's something to shoot for, something to look forward to. Do you wear contacts or glasses yourself?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Okay, well, cool. Definitely cool. You're a defenseman here, like I said last year. You know, one question we always like to kind of end with or ask the guys is, for anybody coming into Stevenson, you know, what advice would you give them, or what would you tell some of the young guys that are looking to come up that are on the team now or looking to make the team in the next couple of years?
You got to put in everything you got. You can't just think that, oh, I'm good enough now. You got to buy into this program. You got to go to all the lifts. You got to get stronger because you might be good where you're playing at now, but you got to earn your playing time here. It's not playing time isn't just handed out. You got to work your hardest and earn your spot. And it's actually really enjoyable working that hard every single day.
Well, that hard work certainly has paid off, not only for yourself, but for the program. So it's really cool. Like I said, last couple games here coming up in the season, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck, Ryan. So good luck the rest of the season and into the playoffs.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ryan McCammon, senior defenseman number 19 here on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. And that is going to wrap up this week's edition of the Stevenson Hockey Podcast here. As always, we'd like to thank Coach for taking the time, as he does each and every week, to come join us here. Also like to thank Ryan McCammon for stopping by. Love talking to the players. It's really cool to get their perspective of what's going on here with the program, and it's just fun chatting with them. So always a fun time with that. Thanks to anyone who's listening. We really like doing this and really hope people get into this. It's something different. It's another outlet for us to kind of let people know what's going on with the program other than the Twitter or just high school hockey updates, that type of thing. So, again, just really fortunate we have an opportunity to do this. We thank everyone involved for giving us a hand. And, yeah, a couple big games coming up here for the Spartans. We'll look forward to recapping this next week next time. So thanks to everyone again, and thank you. Keep listening, and we will talk to you next time here on the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Go Spartans!